Thanks for joining the podcast with Tamara Gondor. Conversations with everyday innovators that reject status quo, think differently, and make a positive difference in their world. Listen in so you can ignite innovation, influence others, and make an impact too. And now your host, CrossFit addict, knee-high sock lover, and according to her kids, average cook, Tamara Gondor.
Next up is our interview with Mike Dubin, who is the founder of Dollar Shave Club. And, you know, it's a great interview. And the thing I love about this, again, it's another example of, on paper, that sounds a little crazy. Subscription razors, I can already get them at the grocery store. Why would I do a subscription to razors? But he's had wild success. You've probably seen the video that went viral that really kind of shot him up. And this is really an interview about kind of some of the stages and steps that he went through and taking on this, you know, behemoth, this giant Gillette, and this industry that was really embedded and coming up with this whole new crazy on paper model that really nailed it. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Know that your idea was actually worth pursuing versus just another, you know, thought bubble, because I'm sure you've had more before.
Right. I think I knew when we started getting our first couple members. You know, it sounded like a good idea in theory, but you never know until you actually put it on the market and see what the take is. And I remember our first customer's name was Imran Charnania from Houston, Texas.
That's awesome. And what were you, like, how did you, and I don't mean specific numbers, but how did you know it was successful enough to keep going? You know, because some of that is gut. It's not always the numbers.
Right. How did I know that it was successful enough to keep going? Well, you know, there were sort of two phases of Dollar Shave Club. The first was when I was running the business in my own apartment, mm-hmm. and just kind of pounding the pavement, trying to get bloggers to write about us. And, you know, we were able to, you know, obtain, you know, about 1,000 subscribers without much work at all. And and then we went to, and then, you know, we raised a little bit of seed money or angel money from a Santa Monica-based accelerator called Science. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect at that point. You know, I knew we made the video back in October of 2011, and I thought the video would be well-received, but I had no idea to what extent. And, you know, I think I knew, once that happened, I knew that we were kind of here to stay, hopefully. I mean, nothing's guaranteed. But.
Yeah. Well, on that note, you know, I've read all the articles, and they talk a lot about, you know, here you are with this $3,000 video, and then you've got, you know, Gillette and all these juggernauts.
Right.
And they make all these hypotheses about, you know, grassroots and entrepreneurial versus kind of these big guys. And I'd just love to get your take on that. Like, you know, coming from over here and having this big industry already exist, how did you think about that?
Truthfully, I didn't think much about it. I didn't really get obsessed with numbers and money and how big the industry was. I just felt in my gut that this was really an idea worth pursuing. And sure, the big boys have more resources and weapons to fight with. But, you know, I also see that Dollar Shave Club, I believe very much we're doing something different than those guys are doing. I tell people in the office all the time, we're not a razor company, which might sound silly, but we're because right now that's all we sell. But you know, truly, we're trying to build a community of smarter consumers, and that speaks to a lifestyle that we are, you know, that we represent. And so I really think of us as more of a lifestyle company than a razor company.
And when you think about being an entrepreneur, now that you have the successful business, right? People say, "Oh, he's a successful entrepreneur."
Yeah.
But what does that really mean to you to be an entrepreneur?
It means, you know, divining from this great big universe what it is that you're supposed to be doing every day, and getting to decide that.
I like the last part. A lot of control.
Well, it's as much as anyone is the master of their own destiny, the entrepreneur gets to decide where the boat gets steered towards.
It's a nice way to put it. So speaking of those bold strides, why, you know, you're very successful selling the subscription model and selling razors, and you said before you're really a lifestyle company. Why not just be a razor company? Like, what you've done worked, right? So why make the vision so much bigger than that?
Well, I think you have to think about eventually other people coming into your space and competing. And while we don't have any direct competitors in the United States just yet, I believe that they are only a couple months away from launching. Mm-hmm. You know, imitation is more likely to come in what we are right now. And I think the best, you know, it's, I'm criticized for sometimes making the occasional corny sports analogy, but you know, it's really the best athletes. The best athletes are in competition mm-hmm. with themselves, I think, mm-hmm. and not with somebody else. And I just know that in a competitive marketplace, I mean, sure, we were first to market, and I think we have a great service and the best product you could possibly find. But you know, competitors, when they come, will try to duplicate what you've done, and it's really important for us to change that story and tell a different one, and add more value to what it means to be a member of Dollar Shave Club, and that's so it's partially a survival technique.